producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right, welcome back. As we roll into the second hour on a Friday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Now, I'm going to play this again simply because we're about to take this apart at the seams. But this is, you know, we've talked about this very unfortunate accident that happened at a range. And we're going to discuss how this could have been prevented and a few other things. But this is, they've taken this as a pivot point to try to do sort of an end-around attack concerning gun rights and gun rights organizations. But here we are again, always truthful Chris Matthews.
And Harvard, a 9-year-old girl firing an Uzi, that's an automatic rifle, accidentally killed her instructor after she lost control of the weapon. Where do you see the pictures? Why was this little girl allowed to use such a powerful weapon? And where's the NRA right now? Can't you hear they're not saying anything? I wonder why. They must be embarrassed in their awful silence. You know, I don't believe everybody's guilty who has a different opinion than I do. I don't believe people are sinful or illegal, but I do think that people who are members of the NRA do have a unique ability, because they're members and gun owners, to call up the head of the NRA or write a letter or tweet or whatever the hell you got a way to communicate and send a message. A little restriction for common sense would not be the enemy of the gun owner. It would be the friend of the gun owner. A little bit of restraint for common sense. This is the slippery slope, what we're watching. This is where you get when you go all the way with gun rights. All the way is what it looks like. Take a look at that girl. That's the slippery slope to hell.
Yeah. That's the way they want to go. Now, there are a lot of new gun owners coming out there. And my next guest gets to rub shoulders with them on a daily basis. He is the general manager at a range in the upstate of South Carolina called Sharpshooters. Not exactly brand new, but it is broken in now, but it is the newest place around there. It's an indoor range, 16, 25-yard shooting lines with guns that you can rent. So that means that there are a lot of non-gun owners coming in to his place of business, and he gets to see a lot of people that don't know what they're doing on a daily basis. So joining us from Sharpshooters in Greenville, South Carolina, is Jim Brazel. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Bill.
First of all, let's talk about the incident in at this shooting range. Now, you have automatic weapons that people can shoot. What are your rules concerning somebody being able to shoot that as a rental gun?
Okay, once they come in and sign a normal waiver, which allows them to go into our shooting range, then we have an instructor that actually carries the gun into the range with them, goes over how the gun operates, and then actually stands beside them so they can physically take over control of the weapon if it seems like it's going to get out of their hand or they're doing something unsafe. We always have to fire several rounds semi-automatic so they can get used to the recoil and know what to expect. And then when they go on full automatic, we instruct them to take very short, maybe 1 second first. And also our instructor, you know, standing there, has one hand behind their back in case the recoil pushes them backwards, and also one hand over the weapon so if it starts to rise uncontrollably, they can take control of it physically.
Which... That one step was not evident that I see in the videotape of this accident that happened with the 9-year-old little girl.
Yes, sir. I've watched that video several times. It's a tragic accident. I feel, you know, my heart just goes out to the instructor's family, but also the little girl that's going to have to live with this for the rest of her life. It's just terrible, but it's obvious, and again, I'm, you know, just going by what I saw in the video, that the instructor was not in a position to where he could physically take control of the weapon if it got away from her.
Now, at sharpshooters, I've actually shot in your indoor lanes, and you have range safety officer. Your indoor range is broken up into two sections, but you have a range safety officer in both of them with electronic communications. Now, is that a safety measure, so if something does happen on the range, that you guys are going to be able to react to it as fast as you can?
Yes, we have one range officer that sits behind the desk that monitors by camera each lane. We also have observation port windows where he can physically see through that. And then when a fully automatic weapon is released and goes into the range, we have a range officer going with them. And they physically are staying in control of that firearm until the shooting experience is over with.
Now, with your gun rental program, how many people do you have coming in there? Because it's been going to the indoor range has sort of become date night.
It's funny. We have like wedding reception parties that come in here, 15, 20 people. We have families come in. I'd say we have on average 150, 200 people just using our range alone on an 8-hour basis each day.
How many of these people come in there? Did you guys observe that you actually have to go in there and, let's say, intervene because they're making really they don't have any shooting habits. They've never shot a gun before. I mean, I'm sure you have a lot of newbies coming in there, or they just bought the gun, or something along those lines.
Yes.
This is really the range safety officer. If he's really doing his job, he's sort of roaming his side of the range, sort of like a caged cougar, isn't he? Just watching, just waiting for somebody to mess up.
Right. They walk back and forth. They ask any questions a customer may have. They offer advice if they need it. If they see something that appears unsafe or is a violation of our posted safety rules, then they do take the person. They talk to them, make sure they understand what they're doing wrong, offer suggestions for how to correct that action. And then if they continue doing something wrong, they'll take our advice. We actually ask them to leave the range.
Now, the range, this outdoor range, for people like me, when I train, I prefer training outside because I can move. And a range safety officer with somebody that's going down the lane actually has to sort of, first of all, he's got to kit up a little bit. If we're running plates, he's probably wearing plates. And he also has to go with me as I go. So this particular incident, it sort of looks like they were at a firing point. So there was no movement involved. But do people tend to maybe relax their guard a little bit when they're in the outdoor range, when they don't have to worry about shooting a ceiling or shooting out a light or ricochets or, you know, stuff like that?
Well, they may have a tendency to be more relaxed, but anytime we take a group out to our outdoor range, we have at least 2 to 3 instructors that go with them, and they are kitted up, as like you say. And what they do is they stay right in our back pocket, literally. They make every step to see the face. Every time they fire, they're standing there to make sure that nothing unsafe happens. And we just want to make sure that they have an enjoyable experience, but the primary thing is to have a safe experience.
Coming up on the first break in the hour, I want you, if you can, please hold on through that for me because I've got a couple of other things I'd like to ask you. Sharpshooters, if you're near the upstate of South Carolina, it's a very climate-controlled place with a state-of-the-art air filtration system. I actually know of an indoor range owner that died due to COPD. And they believe it was because he didn't have good ventilation and he inhaled a lot of lead particles. They have a full retail section where they offer everything from guns and ammo to tactical nylon and optics and rails and parts and all this other stuff. Gunsmithing is available and instruction, concealed weapons classes, their training. Mike, the training instructor, he's shot a few shots here and there at people that were shooting back at him. So he knows how to train you. This is a full-service place. You would find it. It's on Rutherford Road in Greenville, South Carolina. They have an old F-Troop guard tower out front. That's how you can tell you were there. And their philosophy is centered on education, firearm safety, and providing friendly and knowledgeable staff to support the client's needs. We'll be right back with my guest, Jim Brazel. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Americans, prepare for financial ruin. That is what one of the world's richest men, Donald Trump, said just a few weeks ago. What are you doing to prepare? The problems that caused the last financial crisis were never fixed. In fact, they're even worse now. The total amount of debt in the U.S. has grown by more than 57% since September 2008. The too big to fail banks are much larger, and the massive derivatives bubble is spiraling so far out of control that the only thing left to do is watch the spectacular crash landing that is inevitably coming. If you're a baby boomer with retirement funds, it's time you consider exiting the Wall Street casino and start a cash-flowing international business of your own. There may be ways to preserve your wealth, but history has shown that few things can grow your wealth like having your own business. The crash is coming. Take measures now to soften the landing. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's babyboomerbackupplan.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
All right. As the weekend cometh. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Talking to Jim Brazel, General Manager at Sharpshooters Indoor Range and Club. Do you guys, in your capacity with what you do, Jim, because the range industry is, you know, it's a subset of the gun industry, so, you know, what you guys, when you guys see something like this occur, What is there any discussion that goes on about it as far as, okay, let's make sure this never happens here, that kind of thing?
Yes, sir. Once this came to our attention, we immediately just talked to all of our range officers and made sure they were familiar with it. And we reviewed what we're doing and where I was looking for ways to improve to make sure that something like that, within human reason or possibility, cannot occur on our range or even on our outdoor range.
Now, with your weapons rental, what is the criteria for somebody to rent a weapon there?
Okay, they have to be at least 18 years old to rent either a semi-automatic, a handgun, or a long gun, rifle, shotgun. If they want to lease or actually rent one of the fully automatics, they have to be a minimum of 18 years old. No one under the age of 18 can even use one of our fully automatics. If they're under 18, they can come in with a parent or guardian, and that parent or guardian has to sign a waiver accepting all responsibility and liability for their child or whoever's in their control. While they're in the range, they must stay in the range with the signing adult. And if they want specialized training, hands-on, one-on-one kind of thing like that, we do furnish that.
Now, with a parent's consent, is there any limitation as to, first of all, because it's an indoor range, you have a shelf there, which is sort of like, it's one thing you can do is rest your weapons there and everything else. It also keeps the shooter from wandering down into the impact range, so it serves a dual purpose. I would imagine they at least have to be able to see over the shelf, right?
Yes, they have to see over, and we have had, you know, shooters come in, so the minimum age, we can allow anybody on our range is 8 years old, that is with the company parent authority. We have had occasions where we may have somebody 10, 11 years old that really could see over it good, and we have a affordable stand that they can actually stand on, which elevates them high enough above that table to where they can handle the firearm in a safe manner above the table.
Now, I know this is, I don't know, is there a limitation to what you will allow a child to shoot even under the close watchful eye of the range safety officer?
Yes. We're not, you know, somebody, a parent or guardian, they bring in a child, you know, say 7 or 8 or above, and they want them to shoot like a 12-gauge shotgun or something like that, but the recoil is very heavy. We might try to advise against that and maybe start them off with like a little 22 rifle or something that has very little recoil and something that, you know, is either single shot or semi-automatic. And we also tell them, you know, once they're in there, we pay close attention to them and they advise them, okay, if you're going to shoot this little semi-automatic rifle, only load one round at a time.
Now, because I live in your locale, I have heard of you guys having no accidents at all so far.
We're very thankful. At this point, we've had no one who has been, you know, been seriously injured because of negligence and stuff like that once on our range.
Right. Now, just operating an indoor range, even in the supposed gun-friendly climate of South Carolina, that's not an easy proposition, is it? I mean, you guys have got, there's so much liability involved. Insurance, you've got to have the proper air ventilation system, all this other stuff. By the time one really opens up, the people that you have staffed at the range, safety officers and the operators of the range and everything, these are really, they're almost specialists, aren't they, just because of all the hoops you guys have to jump through?
Yes, sir. Our main for us is, of course, customer service, making sure that all the things that we hire are going to be customer-friendly. We want to make this an enjoyable family atmosphere, but also we look for prior experience. So the majority of our employees are either ex-military, law enforcement, or folks, and they show that they have an extensive background in the use of different firearms of all calibers. They do know how to handle them, how to disassemble them, clean them, how to operate them, and then we start placing them in a position to where they can share their expertise to our customers as they come in and whatever level that they need.
I like the range. I like it a lot. The only thing I don't like about the range, and I'm sure you guys run into this, I've shot for a few moons. I've shot a few different things. And on date night, I know that's not the night to come to the indoor range now, is it? If you're one of these, I just want to get on the range and try this box of ammo. But, I mean, well, that's really something you guys can't bypass, because you have to hold the hands of these people that have never shot before, right?
We pay real close attention to them. You know, we stand close to them. We want to make sure that, you know, and we ask them, are you familiar with the fire you want to be using? Or if they're going to use one of ours, we run them through a safety briefing, but also how to operate the firearm, make sure they know how to load it, unload it safely. That everything is cased, uncased in the lane and not back on the table to the back side of the range. The weapon's always pointed down lane toward the target in a safe location or a safe direction. You know, and we don't take chance. If we feel like somebody needs real close watching, we'll watch them. If they look like they know what they're doing or they show us through their actions that they're confident in the use of that firearm, then we back off a little bit, let them have fun.
I'll walk up to you next time I'm in there buying something and just tap you on the shoulder. I appreciate you taking the time to join us. Jim pivoted real quick yesterday. He's been the point man with local media, and I reached out and touched him, and he jumped into it. You and I will talk again, Mr. Brazel. Thank you very much for joining us. If you are ever in the upstate area of South Carolina, go check out Sharpshooters. There's something there for you if you like guns, gun equipment, shooting guns. They got something there that you're going to be interested in. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you, Bill.
All right.
All right.
Coming up next from the South Florida Gun School, the South Florida Shooting School, we're going to be joined by Bob Harvey. Now, Bob has carried an Uzi as an embassy guard. He also worked in something called PPSU, which I'm going to let him explain what that is. Bob is a much-traveled instructor, and these incidences, we're going to discuss a few of these that he has firsthand, well, not firsthand knowledge, but he knows about them. He and I both do other media besides this show, but I like Bob just because Bob's an old crusty Marine, and he doesn't pull any punches. And I like somebody that don't pull any punches. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. Katie Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. Katie Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com. Katie Armor. Come and take it.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. Apparently my next guest has not made it to us yet. Let me type a number to the board guru so that we can try to reach out and touch him if he doesn't get in the middle of us in between. And there you go, sir. Give that a whirl. The underlying problem I have with this pivot on making this a gun rights thing is that this has nothing to do with gun rights. This was an accident. Accidents happen. When you get in your car and you look down at your phone and then you unwittingly drive into a tree, it's not the car's fault. It's the person driving the car. In this case, there was a whole bunch of actors involved in this. More than one. But this has nothing to do with gun rights, and they want to make it something to do with gun rights. But in the middle of this, while we're waiting to see if we can get Mr. Harvey, and if we get Mr. Harvey, just jump in the middle of it and blurt it out there, bud. I believe this is this my man John on the board today? I think it is. Yeah. Anti-gunners continually miss the mark when they're pursuing what they do because they're lying. That's how they miss the mark. They're lying about, okay. Good deal. They're lying to you about what they are proposing is going to do. And in a lot of cases, they lie and conflate a bunch of data to make it sound like having a gun in the house is the same thing as having a big vial of the Ebola virus in the middle of the fireplace open. this this conflation and this disingenuousness is indicative here in this incident with this range. The NRA did not facilitate that happening. They had nothing to do with that. Now, I'm certain there's some anti-gun fanboys out there that are saying, I wish there had been an NRA member that was shot in the head, or his children, or his whole family. See, notice that, you know, the Shannon Wattses of the world, the Michael Bloombergs of the world, now the Bill Gateses of the world, the Bradys of the world, here's the thing about them. All I want you to do to them is ignore them. And that's it. I don't want any harm to come to them. I don't wish any harm come upon them. They make me angry. Yes, they do. Ideologically, they make me angry because I've got reams and reams of data and studies and empirical evidence showing just how good an American populace that is armed is. And they have nothing. So, you want to hurt them, ignore them. My next guest. Now, he characterizes himself as a crusty Marine. And when he was a Marine, he was a few things. He was a primary marksmanship instructor, an embassy guard. He was a member of PPSU, firearms instructor, OCS range NCO, which that had to be the hairiest duty he had, was teaching a bunch of officer candidates how to shoot. But joining me from the SFLA Gun School out of South Florida is Bob Harvey. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm doing okay. I figured you might have gotten tied up with something.
I'm sorry, Bill.
Not a problem.
Homework.
I got you. Now, let's talk about this incident that just happened. This is not the first time this has happened, has it, where they've decided to take a little kid and give him something that a lot of adults have trouble handling, is it?
The same thing happened up in Mass a couple years ago. I forget the guy's name, but it was a charity shoot where they had fully automatic guns there. And if I remember correctly, I'll remember the scenario and the guy's name here before long, but same type of situation. They put a fully automatic firearm in the hands of a youth. In this case, it was the youth that died. Very tragic, but very preventable.
Now, as far as... How would you characterize this? Where was the judgment flawed in this whole, in that episode and this episode? Where is the judgment flawed in this?
The judgment was involved with everyone. I mean, what really offends me is when somebody calls this an accident. It's like fingernails hitting a chalkboard with me. Because it was carelessness and ignorance that created this tragedy. It wasn't an accident. The parents should have had better common sense. The gun range should have had better common sense. And the instructor should have had better common sense.
I right before you were coming on, in the parlance, I played this clip a couple of times today. I'm not going to play it in front of you. Chris Matthews is basically laying this on the hands of the... At the doorstep of the NRA. They're the ones that caused this. And I said, this is an accident, like the kind of accident you have when you're out driving a car and you're paying attention to your text and you drive into a tree. So
right.
I guess exactly. That means if you'd been listening before that, you'd be hunting for me right now.
Yeah, I mean, that's insanity. The reality is the mistakes of three people doesn't overcome the fact that on that same day, there was probably 500,000 9-year-olds safely went to the range and had a good time that day.
Yeah, I don't remember her name, but there's a little female three-gun competitor that I've seen her fire fully automatic weapons, and I think she's 8 or 9 years old, and she runs around like a boss. I mean, she looks like a little female Travis Haley or maybe a young USMC Bob Harvey running up and down the range. So I know that with proper training that a child can manipulate a weapon, but that's not the way you start it, right? That's not where you go to begin with.
And that's really what this was all about. Yes, could a 9-year-old possibly handle a fully automatic weapon? Sure, they possibly could. The maturity level and the training that they have dictates what they can do and what they can't. I would say this, that the gun range out there that had this set up, you can't teach anyone to shoot a fully automatic gun in an hour. And my gut is, you know, it's a novelty type deal as opposed to an actual training session. And that's where the problem comes in.
Yeah, I don't like to shoot a fully automatic weapon anymore if I have to buy the ammo. And I don't really, you know, there's not a lot of training to be had from doing that, is there?
Well, the biggest problem is, I mean, again, it's a novelty type issue. It's not something that's run of the mill or state of the art. The chances of you being able to walk to your local gun range and rent a fully automatic gun and take it in the range and shoot it are very slim. Most ranges do not make it available. They have to be a Class 3 dealer.
Right. Hang on for me, Bob. We're going into the break. Hang on for me. We'll pick it up on the other side. I've got something I just thought about that I want to ask you about as well that pertains to training. You hang on. We'll be right back on a Friday with Bob Harvey. This is Lock and Load.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right. Welcome back on a Friday, our last swing for the week. We will be back live on Monday on Labor Day. We'll be here. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. My guest, the chief instructor from SFLA Shooting School out of South Florida, Bob Harvey. Bob, my man John wants to know if this was the Westfield Sportsman's Club incident you were referring to earlier.
Yes. The young man's name, he was an 8-year-old, Christopher Bizzill.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Bizzill. Was at Gun Expo, and it was the exact same firearm, to be exact. There was a county sheriff, if I remember correctly, whose name was Mike Spano.
Well, you looked up a few more details than we could find, huh?
Ed Flory was the guy's name. He was a police chief in Pelham, Mass.
Right.
He's the one that organized the expo and provided the fully automatic gun. This is another case, though. The parents were adamant about having the boys shoot. Charles Bizzill, his father was a doctor at the time. And from the testimony, I mean, there were obviously lawsuits and everything else that went along with this. The testimony was that the gentleman who, the son of the owner of the gun, was working the firing line that day and told the father that the child was having a problem in single shot mode. The child's father, and this was the testimony in court, whether it was true or not, I have no idea. The child's father was adamant that he wanted him to shoot it fully automatic. In this case, the child himself shot himself. The rise from the muzzle and fully automatic lifted up and it shot the child in the head. But, again, we go back to, if you don't study history, you're subject to get hit in the back of the head, so to speak, with the same thing happening again. And that this is a case where it's exactly the same thing. The people that were running the expo should be liable. The person that was working the range, either a range safety officer or the instructor, and the parents. I mean, this is pure ignorance and carelessness.
Let me ask you a question. If I'm an adult and I come to South Florida, to SFLA, and I say, hey, Bob, I've never shot before, but guns are cool. If you have a fully automatic weapon, can I shoot it? If you have a selection of fully automatic weapons to hand me, the novice, because you're going to be dumb enough to let me shoot it in the first place, is it going to be the Uzi?
Well, of course not. Let's start with several things about the Uzi. The Uzi is a gun that's more a pistol than it is a carbine, or a rifle, if you will.
Right.
I wouldn't start a child out, or a novice, with a handgun. If they were coming to me just learning how to target shoot as opposed to learning how to defend themselves, I'd start them out with a long gun. Here's the problem, and especially in fully automatics, recoil control is hard for a grown man. I'm talking about a full-sized man, you know, 175 to 250 pounds.
Right.
Even they have a hard time controlling a fully automatic firearm. The shorter that that gun is, the less control that they have. It's a specialty tool, is what it is.
Let me segue from this. I saw this the other day. I actually called Carr about this. Did you see the kerfluffle that's going on in New York over the off-duty carry gun that they have, the 5,000 off-duty carry guns that they have in New York City?
Yeah, I saw bits and pieces of it. I kind of ignore it. Carr's not one of my favorite guns.
Right.
And I know why they issue. New York is like really out in left field. I mean, they're police officers. I feel sorry for them. It's no wonder that most of them can't hit the broad side of the barn because they make them put intentional heavy triggers on them.
12 pounds.
Right. Well, even their duty carry, if their duty carry normally is Glock, and they put a 10-pound trigger on it. And a prime example of what happens when you do that is what happened with the Empire State Building shooter. Police officer engaged on a crowded street. Accuracy goes out the door because of how heavy the pull is on the trigger to get the gun to fire. And they wind up shooting two or three civilians.
Nine.
Well, in that case, nine. Right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I blame the collateral damage that police have been getting lately. And when I say lately, right here in Florida, we had a very serious issue like this where it could literally bankrupt the city of Miami Beach. Training has gone to heck in a handbasket as far as I'm concerned. And this happened back when police officers went away from revolvers and went into semi-automatic pistols.
Right.
Now they want to overwhelm with the amount of shots, which is what you do in combat zones.
Right.
As opposed to accuracy. Police hit ratios nationally are very low. It's about 15% of every time they pull the trigger. You know, every 100 times they pull the trigger, they actually hit their target in a stress situation, 15 times out of 100. They'll spend more money trying to figure out how to improve stress-related, force-on-force type shooting. But New York, when the adrenaline's pumping and these officers have these guns, just the nature of the beast, by having to pull 10 pounds on that trigger, pulls the gun off target and winds up going someplace where they don't want it to. So that's the background on why they're switching the car. The situation we had down in Miami Beach was at 2 o'clock in the morning. A guy, the police officer, tried to get the stop in the car, didn't stop. It wound up being 112 or 120 rounds shot, and three or four civilians were shot that night. With a guy that was unarmed other than the car that he was in.
Right.
A bunch of lawsuits are involved right now, and they, obviously they've done an investigation and everything. But I think that that's the nature of the beast anymore, is they're trying to teach fire suppression as opposed to accuracy.
That's what I was going to say. I mean, you know, whenever I see a story like that, I think back to that Long Island subway shooting.
Exactly.
Where the guy shot, fired his weapon, Colin Ferguson, he fired his weapon 47 times and hit 7 people. And right. When I, you know, in LAPD, we had the incident with the two ladies in the pickup truck, and they fired at them 211 times and killed cars and apartment buildings and signs and hit one human subject twice out of all those shots they fired. So, yeah, it sort of seems like they've gone to the suppressive fire route, but that doesn't work on a street, does it?
Yeah, it's been my contention for many years. You know, collateral damage in a war is sad enough, but we don't need it on our streets.
There you go. We didn't have very much time today. We'll have to circle back and do this again and take a little more time with this. SFLA, what does SFLA stand for?
South Florida Gun School.
South Florida Gun School.
We're the oldest gun school in South Florida. Been around since 87.
And Bob carries a 1911. And it always worries me when I see a guy carrying a 1911, because that means this guy is confident with it. It means he's competent with it. And that's somebody who spent some time behind a gun. So we'll talk about that again another time. You wrote a very entertaining article about that, and I do want to talk about that later. Thank you very much for taking the time to join me today.
No problem, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
Yes, sir. We'll talk. All right, folks, that just about wraps it up. And, yes, we will be live come Monday. We will be live. We will be doing what we do. We're in a fight, and that's okay. Because I took an oath to defend the Constitution, and I'm still doing it. Between now and then, remember this, it has never been about gun control. It's always been about total control. Have a good weekend. This has been Lock and Load.
Good people need help. The homeowners association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN. It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. An HB extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNLive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again, and they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNLive.com and enter to win in the 30 Bottle 30 Days Summer Giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNLive.com.